Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we've got these 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals coming into town. A team that has an explosive offense, ranked 8th in the National Football League on offense. They scored 34 points against the Cleveland Browns 2 weeks ago, then last week scored 38 points against the Washington Redskins. They have the 4th-rated passing attack in the National Football League with the 4th-rated passer in Andy Dalton. And Andy Dalton has plenty of weapons. And it starts with the tight end position. Jermaine Gresham, a big tight end, has got a touchdown receiving. Armon Benz has got size, 6'3", 210 pounds. And then they've got a smaller statured wide receiver by the name of Andrew Hawkins, 5'7", 180 pounds. They do a lot of gadget plays with him. Excellent receiver, over 200 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. But the real key, by far, A.J. Green, the Georgia guy. All right, last year, first-round draft pick, tremendous talent. Right now, he's 2nd in the National Football League in receiving yards, 2nd only to Megatron Calvin Johnson in Detroit. Special player that has a lot of special abilities, and let's jump into the coach's film to take a look at some of these examples. Here he is at the slot position, right between the 30 and the 25, their 25-yard line, and he's got one guy on him. You notice there's no deep safeties back there? That's a problem if you're going to be covering A.J. Green in this fashion because he's a tremendous player. See how he just runs right by the nickelback? Why does this happen? Why are they covering A.J. Green like this? Well, if we stop it and pause it, take a look at the man at the bottom of the screen here. That's Andy Dalton. This is a wildcat look, and so the Redskins got fooled into thinking with a wildcat look they could cover A.J. Green in man coverage because the guy that's back there underneath the center in the shotgun formation is 3rd-round pick Mohamed Sanu, a wide receiver from Rutgers. Here's the same play from the end zone look. There he is, Sanu, the wide receiver. It's a tremendous throw. This is the first play of the game against the Washington Redskins, and it goes for a 73-yard touchdown. We've got very good speed, obviously, A.J. Green. Here he is at the top of the screen, and you'll notice all of the defensive backs everywhere else are covering their wide receivers tight to the line of scrimmage, and the cornerback for the Redskins is staying off. That's because you have to respect the speed of A.J. Green. Well, what happens when you play that far off? A lot of this, underneath tight throws. And he's talented in that he can make plays after the catch. Big frame, 6'4", 207 pounds with good speed. That's a tough combination to have. Now, even when the coverage is good, on this next play, D'Angelo Hall, lined up at the bottom of the screen, D'Angelo Hall in bump and run coverage. And D'Angelo Hall, good player in bump and run, and the coverage is outstanding here. He's step for step with A.J. Green. But Andy Dalton has plenty of confidence in A.J. Green that he's going to make the catch, that he's going to throw it anyway. This is an outstanding back shoulder throw. Cornerback is not looking. You throw it to the back shoulder. Wide receiver is the only one that sees it's coming. And obviously, A.J., strong hands, coming back to the ball, makes the catch and, you know, doesn't like the call, Hall, but hey, that's an excellent play. Now, at the top of the screen, you've got to be able to have an outstanding release when you're a bigger receiver. That's A.J. Green at the top, again, against D'Angelo Hall. Take a look at this release against D'Angelo Hall. That's outstanding. An outstanding release, and then he gets vertical with speed up the field, and Dalton throws an absolute dart. Now the safety comes over and makes the play, but if one false move, if D'Angelo Hall doesn't get a hold of A.J. Green right here, this one could have been to the house. Now going back a couple weeks ago against the Cleveland Browns, bottom of your screen, A.J. Green against the corner, and the corner I think plays this pretty well because once the play is snapped, he backs off, gives a little bit of room for A.J. Green, reacts perfectly, ball's coming. He's reacting up, and he's got a very good angle to come up and make the tackle. But A.J. Green, good body control, puts the brakes on, spins to the inside, scores the touchdown. This guy is a tremendous talent, and as you can see right here, he's pointing to the back of his jersey, showing everybody his name. I think everybody in the league knows about A.J. Green. You don't have to point at your jersey to let everybody know who you are. He's a tough matchup. Derek Cox, Rasheen Mathis are going to have to be on top of their games this week.